USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Turkey has invaded northern Syria to attack Kurdish fighters who were America's only allies there. This just days after President Trump called for U.S. forces to pull out. During a PBS interview, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed concerns over the resurgence of the Islamic State in Syria.
We have taken down the caliphate. There are ISIS remnants that remain. We'll continue to be in a position to do what we need to do to keep the American people as safe as we possibly can from this threat.
For the first time, Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden called for the impeachment of his potential 2020 election rival, President Trump. The president has made it clear House Democrats will get no help from his administration. On Tuesday, the White House sent a letter saying the inquiry is constitutionally invalid. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Former Vice President and presidential candidate Joe Biden is unveiling a higher education plan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at it.
The Biden plan would include 2 years of free community college. As he says, giving free access to community college courses would cut the cost of a four-year degree in half. The Biden plan would also invest $50 billion in high-quality job training programs, he says, while reducing student loan debt and making more Pell Grants available. Biden's top rivals in the Democratic race, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, have both proposed making four-year public universities free and canceling nearly all student debt. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investors were buying on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 182 points, the S&P 500 up 26, and the NASDAQ up 80. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The assessor in Arizona's biggest county is facing charges in a multi-state human smuggling scheme. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
County assessor in Arizona is facing charges for human smuggling and selling children in an adoption scheme. According to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson is facing 32 felony counts in the scheme that stretched across Arizona, Utah, and Arkansas.
We allege that Peterson, through his adoption agency, is accused of utilizing this adoption scheme in at least 29 births here in Arizona between November of 2015 and May of 2019. County Assessor Peterson is also accused of using false information to place these Marshall Islands women on state-funded health care in order to pay for delivery costs, allegedly bilking the state out of more than $800,000.
The Trump administration is lashing out at the mayor of Minneapolis for charging more than $500,000 for security for a Trump campaign event at the Target Center last Thursday night. An Obama event in 2009 was charged just $20,000. Mayor Jacob Frey, a frequent Trump critic, explains.
President Barack Obama was coming here on behalf of the Office of President of the United States, not as a campaign event. President Trump is coming to Minneapolis as a campaign rally.
The Trump campaign described Frey as a radical leftist mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.